Now, first and foremost, the Evers administration and their government lobbying pals just got busted trying to sneak in a change to Wisconsin's homeowners' Bill of Rights that would have watered-down protections against unwanted home assessments. Thankfully, Senator Dave Craig and his staff, among others, caught this subtle but dramatic change before it was too late. Senator Craig joins us now to talk all about it, about the Team Evers attack on the homeowners' Bill of Rights. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I think taxpayers and property rights advocates of all kinds would thank you as well for catching what turned out to be one little word in what has been described as a technical bill that would have revised a portion, and a very important portion, of the 2018 Homeowners Bill of Rights?
Yeah, and so what that bill did, in part, was to protect individuals who would go through what they call an interior assessment. And this is where an assessor, you know, everyone kind of knows the assessor scopes out your property from the outside and does an evaluation. Many municipalities, a great number of percentage of them, actually do interior assessments, which I've always had a problem with. I think this is a Fourth Amendment issue. Mm-hmm. But we had a statute on the books that the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty successfully challenged that also challenged the ability for a community to, if you refused an assessment, appeal your assessment to the Board of Review. And so that case just showed that an individual could be basically penalized for not having let an assessor into their property and have a hugely out of whack assessment on their property compared to the rest of those in the community. So the legislature saw this as a major issue. And we said, you know what? If an assessor wants to do an interior assessment, for one thing, they have to provide notice. And if they actually have the interior assessment made, an individual who refuses still gets their due process rights and can appeal a high assessment to the Board of Review. And so that was a conscious decision by the legislature last legislative mm-hmm. session.
And that's an important distinguishing point here, because, again, it is not a difference without distinction. This is a very important word that was removed by the Department of Revenue, guided by the government lobbyist at the Towns Association and the League of Municipalities. It would have changed the word notice to inform. And as you've learned, and as we've obtained documents on this, that's a significant change that truly would have watered down homeowners' rights.
Yeah, and this didn't just come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. The Wisconsin Towns Association has been trying to change that law. They've been actively trying to change it. They tried to amend a bill that I've been working on that also helps defend a provision of our Constitution, the Wisconsin Uniformity Clause. And so this, what should have been an innocuous process that the legislature has used in the past to get information from the executive branch and get information from other parties and make small technical changes to laws. And just an example of one of the ones that's in the queue right now, a different one, an assessor having the ability to use a red pen to strike out an amount and rewrite in a new amount. That's mm-hmm. the kind of stuff that a law revision bill is supposed to be. Instead, what we had was the Department of Revenue working with the Wisconsin Towns Association to upend this policy and, like you said, replace the word notice with information. And just for your listeners, notice is a legal term of art, and what it denotes is timelines, formality, things of that nature. And that was a conscious decision on my part and on the part of my legislative colleagues to make sure that if a municipality wants to do an interior assessment of your property, they are formally notifying you as to what your rights are under the Fourth Amendment, what your rights are under the assessment laws of the state of Wisconsin, and so that you as a property owner can, in an informed fashion, either assent or deny an assessor's access to your property. And so what you had was the circumvention of an established process, and I would say a bastardization of that process. And now what we have is a bill that has jumped the line in the legislative queue, and it was almost ready to go to the floor, and the legislature hadn't had a good opportunity to distill what was a substantive policy and it was disguised as a technical change. And that is a very, very grave concern to me as a legislator.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in just a moment. State Senator Dave Craig joins us on the Dan O'Donnell Show on this Monday morning. We're talking about this whole issue where the Evers team, the Department of Revenue, tried to basically sneak in a change, a dramatic change that would have watered down homeowners' rights when it comes to these assessors' inspections. You'll find the story at empowerwisconsin.org this morning. But let me ask you this. So it changes to information from notice, which, as you said, is the legal term, and it comes with all kinds of legal rights. What would they have been able to do? That is to say, these local assessors, these local governments, what would they have been able to do with the term information applied as opposed to notice?
Yeah, in our conversations with attorneys, and because the Towns Association has been trying to get this done, and I've been fighting them on it, and other legislators have been fighting them on it, what they would have been able to do under one of the opinions that we've received is simply put some standard language that we enacted in the statute, put it on their website. And that would provide all the information that would be required under the law, instead of them having to actually individually, in written fashion, notify a landowner. Two totally different standards. A landowner, property owner, is probably never going to go on an assessor's website. We have no idea how deeply in the bowels of a website that they could have hidden that information. They would have complied with the letter of that statute, and we would have been right back to square one as to how assessments are basically done in Wisconsin. And that was not the intent of the legislature in the first place.
So they could have circumvented, again, the real intent, what was supposed to take place, what is supposed to take place, and that is an assessor is supposed to provide the homeowner written notice. These are your rights. Instead, with this change, this technical change, basically it's a crapshoot whether the homeowner gets that very important information about his or her rights before the assessor pops over. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, man, I mean, this is a situation where, you know, you could be in your pajamas one morning, and then the assessor just decides to, you know, to knock on the door and say, hey, do you mind if I just take a quick peek around your house?
Yeah.
Around the inside of your house. I'm just here to do the normal assessment. I think that's something that should alarm most Wisconsinites. I think that's something that is a large part of what the Fourth Amendment was intended to protect against. And it's something that we should take seriously in Madison. And again, it would have been, I think, totally upended by the Towns Association, by the Department of Revenue, the Evers Department of Revenue, trying to slip one past the goalie.
Well, it's constitutionally concerning for all of us, but I know that the homeowners lobbyist and the township lobbyist and these local governments, by the way, using taxpayer money to lobby for these antithetical means to go around the Constitution, you know, their argument is, well, hey, it's just so difficult to get a sense of what the real value is. So then ultimately, we can't really get a full sense of how much we should tax these people. What do you say to that?
Yeah, and this is something that the legislature deliberated on greatly when we did the Homeowners Bill of Rights, and when we made this provision, when we put this amendment into the Homeowners Bill of Rights. And what we decided was, assessors have all the information they need. If an individual is going to improve their property, they're going to do, you know, they're going to finish a basement, something like that, something that's going to actually change the assessed value of their property. There are a couple of different mechanisms that make sure that the municipality has that information. One, the individual needs to pull a permit to do that in almost every situation. And some people just kind of skip over that process. But in a real estate transaction, state law says that they have to disclose whether or not something was done that was not permitted. So there is already kind of a there is a carrot and stick approach that's already in the statute to make sure an individual, if they're going to change something that would change the assessed value of the property, they're already providing information to the municipality. And an assessor has all of that access. They can go to the building inspector. They can say, let me see, you know, 123 Main Street records on inspections. And I can see what has been done in that property to change the assessed value. So the municipality already has all the information, and they can already look at the exterior of the property to see if anything changed. They have satellite imagery to see if the exterior footprint changed. So assessors have all the tools they need to do these assessments. This is not one that they needed to do. And the legislature, I think, wanted to make sure that there was a deliberative approach where individuals knew their rights and had the ability to turn these assessors down from an interior assessment and to have rights of appeal after doing so.
State Senator Dave Craig joining us on the program this morning. Just a minute left. So what happens now? You caught this. Your staff and some others caught this. Thankfully, what happens to this technical revision bill? I believe that was set to be heard go forward early this week, right?
Yeah, I mean, we need to take a big step back, look at some of these other bills. You know, these are things that the legislature votes on, but we are largely trusting lawyers that work with us to give us good legal descriptions as to what's going on. This is one where no alarm bells went off. And unless you're really acquainted with this section of statute, it probably would have looked like kind of an innocuous change. So we need to take a much closer look at this whole process. Now that I think it's been abused by the Department of Revenue and by, you know, the access that they've had via the Towns Association to the details of what the Towns Association was trying to accomplish, the legislature needs to pump the brakes on this, look at this process, see if it needs to be reformed or even eliminated, because we can't have this again. I think this is a breach of trust of this process, and the legislature needs to have hearings on something, on a change of this type of gravity. This should have all been done in a more transparent fashion. And again, to make sure this doesn't happen again, the legislature needs to take a long look at it. But this bill shouldn't go anywhere without substantial amendments being made immediately.
I couldn't agree more. And it just drives home the failure of transparency by design by this administration once again. We've talked about the transparency issues, of course, with getting information to the public. Mostly via through the First Amendment process, and the Evers administration has plenty of problems therein. Now we see them trying to sneak this in the back door to get around the will of the legislature. Once again, this is just the latest exhibit in how many times this administration has tried to get around the will of the legislature. Thanks so much. Kudos to you for catching this. It's so important, but it makes you wonder how much more is out there. I appreciate your time. We'll continue to follow it.
Thanks, Matt.
You bet. That's State Senator Dave Craig, Republican town of Vernon. You can find the full story at empowerwisconsin.org.